like show business.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
And you are visiting us again.
Again, I love it. I'm taking over.
Only a pandemic could get you in
there. That's okay. Also, I love it because not only can we review movies, we can also conduct full body cavity searches at the same time. Or so, yeah, we're here at your place. They gave me latex gloves.
Yes, that's Waterford Tower.
I love it.
Yep. Now, there's a movie on Netflix called Horse Girl.
Yeah, new movie.
Yeah.
Starring the wonderful Alison Brie.
Now, I'm not a TV guy, so that's, you know, I was first thinking it was Brie Larson.
No. Yeah.
I know. And I know it's not.
Alison Brie is has a TV background. I think she was in that show Community, which like everybody is on that show.
Yeah.
But she has recently found a greater degree of fame on the Netflix produced show GLOW.
Oh yes,
the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes,
which is that throwback to the 80s debacle.
Yes,
that was the women female wrestling.
Yeah,
she's one of the leads on that show. And now she has co-written, and I don't know if she co-produced, but she co-wrote this movie, Horse Girl, with a guy named Jeff Baena. He's also a director.
Yes, yes.
And so there's a Netflix original, what they call a Netflix original.
All right, and bowing to the pandemic, we're mining Netflix now.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see new releases, right? Yeah. We can't go to the theater. We can't see new stuff. Here is a new feature film on Netflix.
Now, there's a word that comes to my mind.
To describe this movie?
Right. Weird.
Yeah, well, with that, I have several words. Weird. By turns, awful and compelling.
Okay.
I didn't know whether to... I was laughing at this movie in certain parts where I suspected they wanted me to laugh.
Yeah.
But I was laughing at other parts I suspected they didn't want me to laugh.
Well, I think Baena and Brie purposely keep this thing major ambiguous because there's a sci-fi part of this.
Yeah, so let's give him the plot.
Yeah, all right. So she's a dweeby 30s, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, a girl who has very little social interaction except with her much more extroverted roommate, and with her Molly, whatever her name is,
Molly Shannon. Yeah, she works at a craft store.
Yeah, and she interacts with her, but Shannon's more like a mother to her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's out of it. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
Her roommate has to bring in a guy for a date on her birthday,
right. And which goes surprisingly well the first time she meets him. So the long and short of the plot of this film, what little of it there is, is that Alison Brie is exhibiting some strange behaviors. She is, we're told, maybe going slightly insane.
Sure.
She feels like she is a clone of her grandmother.
Right, right.
And that she's being abducted by aliens.
Yeah, right. And now and then she'll bleed through her nose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she might leave her car at a corner, go home, and not remember.
Yeah, she has no concept of time. Well, it is... there's this part of this movie that is like, you can't take your eyes off of this movie. That doesn't mean it's good, right? You can't turn away from it. They plant these seeds that she's actually really experiencing this, the stuff with the time differences
and otherwise,
not knowing where she is, and people, you know, there's a shot from Molly Shannon's perspective that's repeated twice in the film where she looks out the front door of the craft store and she sees the tail end of that horse walking by.
Ah, yes.
And pulling that outside of the Brie character's point of view and putting it in Shannon's perspective kind of tells you that, yes, she's right. This is going on, right? These aliens are playing with our time structure, et cetera.
But, you know, most of the time I'm feeling she's mentally disturbed and that she's just really deteriorating. And this is probably the take of everybody who comes in contact with her. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, she loves this horse, which was formerly her horse, but now is not. And yeah. she goes to the stable, and the horse owner is reluctant to have her there, but he can't quite tell her that, because she wants to take care of the right. and she wants to talk
for insurance
to the
reasons she shouldn't be around this horse.
No, because she's
but it's
crazed.
Interesting because they do acknowledge that she at one point owned the horse.
I know that, but they never tell you what happened. Here's the thing about these filmmakers.
Yeah.
They kept this thing so ambiguous. You just it's just the way you said. And sometimes you think this is really dumb.
Are they keeping it ambiguous, or are they just sloppy filmmakers?
That's a good point. I think a quick look would say, no, they may just be sloppy. On the other hand, I think nobody can. It's like Ed Wood. I think he really knew what he was doing. You know, yeah. In other words, if you look at a filmmaker and you say, are these people just sloppy filmmakers? I don't think so. I think they have purposely kept it the most ambiguous movie of the year.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you, like I said, this movie is, by turns, really compelling. Well, it's got a... I mean, she's great.
This is a wonderful performance.
Right.
Breakthrough
wonderful
as far as I'm concerned.
Wonderful performance. She is always fun to spend time with. But this movie is, like I said, it's compelling. It's got these, you know, thriller elements to it.
Yes.
The psychological thriller elements.
You know, a little bit of Hitchcock.
You know what I was reminded of a lot was Todd Haynes' Safe. Do you remember that movie a long time ago with... Julianne Moore.
Okay.
There's some black comedy elements to it,
yeah.
But also some unintentional laughs. I don't know. So let me ask you. At the end of the movie.
Oh, no.
Wait. I'm not going to spoil anything.
I know it. Listen. But I think this is an important point.
Okay. At the end of the film, near the end of the film.
Right.
She's running around in this full body suit with a head covering.
Yes.
That is looks like it's made out of curtain material. And there's this little curtain rod on the back of her outfit that the guy, like that her boyfriend undresses her by pulling the curtain rod down. Now that has to be, that's silly, right?
Of course
funny.
Well, it fits into the material motif in the store, in the craft store. When they're pulling that stuff out,
I know.
And the particular car has a. No, I know.
What
but
is the significance of the material?
I have no idea. The material was a protective kind of material. I think it was an orange color.
Yeah.
And I think Shannon tells her that this is
a lady in the store says that this has good energy.
Right. So the lady says that has good energy. So there's their attempt to pull some things together. But that ending. I really think people should see this film to see the ending, because you're not going to learn a thing from the ending.
No, you don't.
Otherwise,
learn
you're going to be completely confused.
What you learn is that these people might be off their rockers.
But
it's just there's something about the movie that just threatens to fly apart at any second, and I feel like we've talked about this before. Sometimes with these Netflix films, there is a kind of cavalierness about the productions. There's a little of sloppiness behind it. I particularly noticed in the last shot of this film, there's just some weird, crappy sound design going on.
Okay.
The effects are shoddy. I just don't know if they're tongue-in-cheek about it or if they're just oblivious to how bad this
is. Another great point. I think they've confused their tone as much as they've confused us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're seriously looking at a young woman who needs help, or they're just playing, completely playing, and maybe you got it. Maybe they don't know how to control their tone.
Either she is the grandma, or she's not, and she's crazy, or either this movie is brilliant, or it's absolutely stupid.
Look at people are sitting inside with nothing to do.
Yeah.
And they could turn on Netflix and take a look at Horse Girl. And try to decide for themselves. We can't promise anything.
Maybe we'll actually get some social media interplay with this. Why don't you watch Horse Girl and then, you know, talk to us?
Yeah, and you can find it even on YouTube if you go to WCBE.
Yeah,
and you can send us your comment.
Oh, just look
question.
Us up.
Yeah,
and this is the modern era.
That's
you
right.
Can find us anywhere.
Yeah, and. If you've never...
John's number is 614-555-1212.
If you've never dated a real dweeb, then I think you have your first experience here, because she is incredibly...
But if you've dated anybody, then you know what it's like when they're nuts.
Yeah, and right? And if you think that the person you've dated is from outer space...
Yeah.
Look at this one. All right.
Oh, wait, we're going to grade it. This is It's Movie Time. You're confusing...
Thank you.
Because I'm here, you're confusing with Cinema Classics.
I am, and you are.
I want to give this a grade.
Yes, please do.
Wow. I get, because the because it, I would give this a D, I think. A C minus or a D. But I'm left rather confused as to whether the ambiguities here are deliberate.
I got it.
Right?
No.
And so I'm left having to give this movie a B minus.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly the grade I'm going to give it.
Yeah.
And I think we're both giving some respect to the filmmakers. We're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but you're left with all kinds of doubt.
Right.